நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
Good evening, Dr. Coyne.
Good evening.
Dr. Coyne, you work as head of strategic planning and law enforcement. Is this part of border security or is this an independent organization?
No, not at all. So it's part of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, which is an independent policy think tank. We have no direct opinion fed to us. So all of the opinions in our reports that are produced are those of the senior analysts who work there.
Coronavirus COVID-19 has crippled the entire world, including Australia. And we are trying to find ways to bring about normalcy. And one of the things that would help, the government says, is the app that they are to introduce. What's your take on that?
Look, I think there are many things that need to be considered in using this app and the idea of an app. So first off, one of the big things for Australia is the fact that what we need to do, as and many of your listeners would have heard this before, push the curve down, the curve of infections. We've been very, very lucky in that here in Australia. And when I say lucky, that's the work of the people, of the community, of your listeners, of everybody. However, we're stuck in a bit of a problem here because there's no vaccine. If they can find one, the earliest is probably going to be at least 18 months. So we've got to do something to get our community back together and to get our life in some sort of normality. Now, part of that has to be about tracking infections. And what this app is all about, and it's one being touted by government, at this stage look like it's going to be forced upon people. But what they're trying to do is get an application where the government can trace back who has come into contact with that person. And the idea being that if you come into contact with someone who's got COVID-19, you can go get yourself immediately tested. You can go and get yourself medical treatment and we can stop further infections.
What I have read is that more than 40% of the population needs to sign up for this app for it to work properly. Is that correct?
That's the interesting part about all of this. This is one of those issues that, of course, government could go to the unheard of lengths of legislating everyone must use it, but they haven't. What they're talking about is saying, you know, this is voluntary. And they're hoping that to work, 40% of the population or more need to engage with it. That's a big figure. So I think at the moment, there's a similar platform being used in Singapore, and only 20% of people are using it at present. And I say to people, you know, look, there are some really big concerns about this. So, and I make this in some stuff that I've written very clear. It does sort of sound more like something dreamt up by the Chinese Communist Party. It does sound rather risky. Our Australian government has had some bad records in terms of the platforms that they've rolled out. That being said, I think the issue here is we're in unprecedented times, and your listeners will understand this. You know, our kids aren't going to school. But even before we get to that, on Tuesday of this week, 7,000 people died around the world from COVID-19. Sometimes unusual circumstances require extraordinary responses, and I think this is one of those times.
The social stigma that is prevalent based on some of the videos that have been shared in social media would make people shy away from this, because if I am tested positive and if someone else knows about it, they may do some harm to me, is what people may be thinking. How can we prevent that from happening?
Look, first, I'd like to think that we're not at that stage within the Australian public. Of course, you know, there's some terrible scenes coming in on social media from around the world. But people who are infected with a virus. It doesn't make them evil. It doesn't make them deliberate terrorists or anything else. It means they're infected. And I would hope that Australians, for the most part, and those people who are residing in Australia are not those sorts of people to target someone who's caught a disease. Secondly, this isn't about identifying people by name. So, for instance, the application, as I understand it, is if I come into contact with someone who has had COVID-19, they won't tell me their name, and neither will they share their name with everybody. So I think there's some very good protections in there. But, you know, this is also why we're having this conversation. People should bring up if they have concerns. They should ring up their local member and raise those concerns. If they've got questions, they should go online and ask experts and sit there and ask the sorts of questions that you're asking right now and get some sort of assurance. And if they're in doubt, then they can opt to not download the application. But that said, these are extraordinary times. We all want our kids to go back to work. We want jobs in our community, and we want to stop people from dying. We need to put in place the measures that will hopefully allow us to get back to some sort of normalcy. So I see this as one of those important measures.
One of the reasons why you think, and you have highlighted why people would shy away from this, is the privacy issue. And some of the people who are advocating for privacy are saying we should have a sunset clause on this, so that once this pandemic is under control, that this app will cease to work. Would that be your take as well?
Look, that'd be my take as well. And I think people, the other thing people need to realize is that what we're talking about here is an automated version of what already occurs. So to give you a personal example, many years ago, I traveled to Thailand and I unfortunately contracted dengue fever, a virus infection. I was incredibly sick. I returned to Australia. So my doctor had notified them. My medical test had shown that I had dengue. The government contacted me and said, you've had dengue. Do you know where and who you in contact? All those sorts of things. So these sorts of measures are already in place. What we're talking about is using an app that takes them into the 21st century. I think the extraordinary circumstances of COVID-19 are here and now, but they won't always be with us. So I don't think this should be a random signing up for the rest of your life to a tracking app, and neither should we be seeing it as such.
Thank you very much, Dr. Coyne, for
Thank
your
you.
Words of wisdom and your knowledge.
Thank you very much. Bye.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.